and Ray.
Yes, it's the Bob and Ray Show, with music by Ken and Bill, controls by Charlie Burgoyne, and starring those two half-wits. Today, a special musical feature prepared in cooperation with the 25th anniversary of music in the world, in which we will give out with something very... Those potato chips came to us, Bill. They're Ray's potato chips. That's the name of them. They're not Ray's, actually. And they're made in Haverhill.
Good.
Pass them around. They weren't sent to you in the first place. You can at least pass them around here.
Take one. One, I said.
Quiet.
I'm
glad to. Good afternoon, friends, and welcome once again to a program called Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Piece of music in the drawer there. Don't let him have it.
We will be on the air for the following half hour, from 1 to 1:30, brought to you by... No,
it's brought to you live today.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely live and in real color.
Hey, those are good potato chips. Did you have some?
No, I didn't.
He was too stingy, huh?
I would, but... Green? I don't know what's the matter.
You're just making things too difficult, Green. That's all. You're cutting your own throat. I can't think of a better one.
Oh, I would not love to see it. That's a lot of nerve he's got. The guy's loaded with nerve, Bob. I'll say that for him.
He is, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I tried to get in touch with Mr. Eisen today, but evidently he's not around.
Who's that, Bob?
Huh?
Who's that?
You know, has a band. I forget his first name.
Larry Eisen?
Larry or Vaughn? No.
Vaughn Eisen?
No.
Well, anyway, what do you want? Or what did you want
to
get?
He didn't want anything. I wanted to get in touch with him.
What did you want to get in touch with?
Well, it's a personal matter, so I didn't get in touch with him. Doesn't make any difference. I'm just passing the time of day. Will you stop eating those things? You saw what that letter said the other day. You're lousing up the show. Now, sit down.
Well, I didn't want to have to say that on the air.
Well, I did. I wanted to say it.
I didn't want to say it, Bob.
That was Ray Goulding that said that.
That was Bob Elliott who said it. Everyone knows that. You're a chow hound.
You may have one.
And here he is, chow hound.
Oh, boy, isn't he's awfully funny today.
You people wonder probably...
You're a scream.
...why we spend so much time... tearing Green down, but if you could be here and see his actions and his attitude in this program, you'd understand. It's really more than either of us can take. And we're getting to the end of our rope.
Well, Bob and I this afternoon thought we'd like to reminisce with you friends, you old-timers, and bring back some of the songs that Bob and I introduced
in our 20-odd years of... of vaudeville.
And we, of course, brought to the public and made popular in our own little way several songs that we think you'll remember and would love to hear again.
We're kind of modest about it, but I think you'll recognize them when you do hear them.
I remember one afternoon we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan. No.
No, that's the wrong type of background.
Bob and I were doing four a day in Grand Rapids.
Those were great days, weren't they?
In the dressing room just before the show went on, Dan Daly came and knocked on our door. And
he said he had a new song he'd like to have us try out.
He looked at me and he knew I was in no condition to go on stage.
So he took over and Dan and I walked out on the boards and we went into a song like this.
Well, incidentally, Flo Ziegfeld was in the audience watching that day.
Hello, hello, hello. Then we went into our act there. And then Ray recovered the next day, and I remember so well when he introduced this little one that you'll all remember, I'm sure.
Glow, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Glow, little glowworm, I am slimmer. Glow, little glowworm, dimmer, dimmer. Glow, glow, glow.
I put on a cowboy uniform, and when we were playing Eugene, Oregon for a split week back in 1913, I went out on the stage, and for the very first time that anybody there did...
When Johnny come marching home again, hooray, hooray. When Johnny come marching home again, hooray, hooray.
We received a tremendous ovation for that.
Missouri. We were there for just two or three days, just before we were booked into the palace for one of our biggest openings. And Bob and I sat down. It was in a little restaurant in the back street out there in St. Joseph, Missouri.
I think that was when Betty Grable left you, wasn't it?
Yes, and Bob and I wrote this, and that night I sang. Good night, sweetheart.
till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart. Dreams will banish sorrow. Good night, sweetheart. La 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 la.
Then we move. Then we moved on to Peoria, Illinois again, where we made a wonderful weekend appearance there. I remember the old theater out there where we nearly set fire to the place. The song that was all the rage that particular week was one that's very popular today. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never come back. And that's root, root, root for the whole thing.
Bring it, Bob.
Play it up. Well, that's a shame. And that's one of two. Three strikes you out at the old ball game. And Ray went into his soft shoe dance to the same tune.
And I sang this song.
5 foot 2, eyes will glow. As anybody seen my girl. 2 foot 5, 3 foot 4, 4 foot 6. Pick up 6, as anybody seen my girl.
Then one of the songs that everybody seemed to go for when we got just outside New York. We were playing Bayonne, New Jersey at the time. This wasn't too many years ago.
It was before your time, though.
It was before my time, and I did a song that's recently made a revival, and it's enjoying a wonderful comeback.
Sing it, Bob.
I know that someday you'll want me to watch you. When I am strong for somebody new. I remember that September.
Flow was out there.
I kind of forgot the word that night. And that was when I first did my famous Chalk Talk, which achieved great success here and in the United States.
Did you sing the gorilla song?
What was
the
that?
Gorilla,
my dreams, I love you.
Now, I we played down in Charleston, North Carolina, in a tobacco warehouse. And this song was a great big favorite. I'd like to sing it again.
Check it feels over and over again. Check it feels satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always try check it feels A, B, C.
1936, Chicago, North Side, the Stram Theater. Up in light, Bob and Ray's team were there. They were part of the show, nevertheless. And they were wowing him with a song that went like this.
When the deep purple falls.
Sing it, Ray. Flows out there.
Over sleepy garden walls.
Flo wasn't out there after that, but that didn't set us back any. We kept right on going, sending our trunks along ahead of us.
And everyone was feeding us peanuts in those days.
We used to go into a theater and find out what time the laundry went out.
Well, so much for that, Bob, recalling the old days and the
old
circuit.
Yes, as you were saying, before you buy any television set, listen to this amazing pre-offer from the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer.
Before you buy any television set, we suggest that you do that.
Will you translate this as I go along?
I'll stop and interrupt you.
Phone Richmond 21750 right now, and you can have television in your home tonight.
In other words, friends, if you call that number he just read, you could have a television set in your house before sundown.
Call Richmond.
Yes, we were in Houston. I remember
that.
Well, we just discovered oil.
Call Richmond 21750 right now, and big, beautiful Admiral television console will be delivered to your home at the time you specify. Now, this absolutely has no cost attached to it, absolutely no obligation. What does Mr. Elliott mean by those words?
I wasn't listening, frankly.
All right. Admiral is America's number one favorite, the set with more features and better features.
It's America's smart set.
Admiral Television brings you pictures as clear as the movies, tunes as easily as your own radio set.
In fact, there's a William S. Hart movie on there tonight.
Admiral is nationally advertised from coast to coast. Phone the House of Television now for your
followed
free
by a weather forecast.
Home trial of Admiral Television. Just call Richmond 21750 and your set will be delivered. You can purchase your Admiral Television console on liberal long-term credit. Installation is free, and efficient indoor antenna is included in the amazingly low cost.
I should read that.
And you even get 90 days.
I should read it.
Free guarantee.
Oh.
Compare. Judge Admiral for yourself. Call the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer, at Richmond 21750 right now. Don't miss out on this great free home trial offering.
There's one thing about television, boy. They can spend a half an hour with a weather forecast with those big maps that you never read in the newspapers with dots and arrows and shaded areas.
Sure. Now, here we have a mass of cold air, which is centering itself around Lake Ossipee, New Hampshire. It won't hit these parts, I don't believe, but
when
folks in the Ossipee region will have a good, cool Canadian ace air up there for their own lifting pleasure, for their own enjoyable weather. And now it's my sponsor.
Well,
be back in just a moment after a word for my sponsor.
I have a swell idea for a television show. First, it opens with a double image.
That's good.
The thing is shaking.
With snow going by in
and
front of it.
And snow falling. Then you make arrangements to have an airplane fly overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives it a terrific vibration appearance. Then you come on, Bob.
And then somebody drives
in. And in some funny way, we have two heads on you.
What do you mean in some funny way? I just come on naturally.
And I think it would go great. Then we'd have vertical bars for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sure.
Mixed in with a little snow. And double image. Like, we could have the scoreboard on there for 4 or 5 minutes in the background. At the end of the third inning. Is it the third inning?
After the end of every inning, we can have that.
Wouldn't that be
and
good?
It would say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 9.
Or 15. Any number. Any given number.
Any given number.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yep.
I like it very much.
And then we could, what else could we do? We could have, maybe a piano player or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have news going by.
Yeah, we should.
So you could read it. Because it was the same thing as in the newspaper, but, I mean, you could read it going by on the
have page. It just, like, in headline form.
Sure.
Incidentally, I think it's time for Peter Gorey, I believe. And if,
I haven't seen him up here today.
Haven't you seen him?
No, I don't.
I think we'll try to get Peter in for one of his swell news broadcasts a little later.
He never goes on until 1:15. And right now, between now and 1:15, it's time for the Bob and Ray Reptile Show. Everybody get around. Here we go. Harry, hurry, Harry, step inside for the biggest show on Earth.
Creeping reptiles all over the place.
You'll see lizards, alligators, and a car leaping itself up and over traps, cops, and apple boss, two other cars.
And a moth-eating man.
Can you ride this?
Here's Ken and Bill. It's in the first
in a
ring.
Gay carnival mood with their toes turned up, they play.
Won't you play something for us today?
Oh, that's right. He's already read the potato chip, eaten the potato chip.
They're going to play I Still Get Jealous. It's one of their first offerings.
I remember when we introduced I Still Get Jealous.
I accept your apologies.
The Bob and Ray Reptile Show.
Gather around. Here we go. And I think the reptile show.
Thank you.
Dan and Bill with I Still Get Jealous. Since the weather prediction is for cooler weather, all shifts at Gillette Safety Razor Company will work as usual.
Hey, Bob, I was thinking recently of... Remember when you buy a new car and you go back for a 1,000-mile check?
Mm-hmm.
You usually think up little things to tell the man who sold you the car.
Yes, and then sure he checked the water and the battery.
Well, and a few little things usually read something like this. The hood chrome center is buckling.
Oh, that's not the way we fix that. We'll see that anyway. We get around to it.
That center strip on the windshield is loose, and the rain comes in there.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, well, we'll
figure
that
out. Yeah, the speedometer light doesn't light up, and I don't know how fast.
You do much driving at night?
Not very much.
Well, that's really not. Hit it a couple of times.
Okay, you know the blower in the fan there?
Yeah.
Doesn't do no blowing at all.
Well, this warm weather won't do you any good anyway.
The wiper. It just goes up and it won't come down nowhere. It hangs there. Kind of funny like...
It keeps going up and don't come down.
Yeah, that's
I'll
right.
make a note of that in this little
The top
sheet.
Of my car has faded a little. I parked it outside by the hole.
You leave it in the sun very much?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's probably it.
And my keys, incidentally, don't fit the ignition.
Oh, well, I'll give you another set until we can find the ones that do fit.
The hood doesn't raise up properly.
You got a convertible?
No, the hood.
Oh, the hood, you mean.
Over the motor.
Well,
it doesn't come up at all. I can't
have
get in
the car. Tried getting in from underneath?
Yes, but it's hard.
It must be a Cobra 8.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. We're pretty busy.
The
though, you know.
Door handles on the left rear door, it don't latch or nothing. I can't lock the car.
Well, yeah, that's why. You know why, don't you? You got a two-door car here.
Oh, and then when I put it in the reverse, it jerks back and stalls whenever I put it in reverse.
Oh, that's all?
Yes, sir.
We've had a lot of trouble with that in these cars.
And you know that oil injector?
I'd advise you don't back up.
The oil injector that you sold me is an X3?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of oil keeps flopping up on the windshield from underneath the hood. A little crack there.
Well, just turn the windshield wiper on.
Well, the windshield wiper don't work, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what if we fix the windshield wiper? Then
will
you forget the oil thing?
The rubber foot pad on the clutch there came off.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't need that anyway.
Then, of course, those bumper guards, one is split down the middle.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way that's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. How about on the side view mirror? All I get is a picture of the sky in there.
How's it come through? It got so far
well,
and flakes in it?
Well, in the summer, it's always blue.
Yeah?
And I don't see nothing except, as I say...
What do you want to see in it?
Oh, things. Like live things.
You want to see yourself in it?
Well, I'd like to.
Well, we'll adjust it around so it faces you.
All right, thanks. Now, then, another thing. Them tires.
What's the matter with them?
They're very high. And they're flat, kind of... No air like in them?
Oh, well, we must have forgot...
They're pretty round, except on the bottom, they're pretty flat.
Yeah, well, we must have forgot to deflate them, I guess.
The steering wheel doesn't turn the left front wheel.
Well, the other one turns, don't it?
Yeah, the other one
turns.
Oh,
you can make a turn, all right.
The dome light in the back seat...
Are they towing in or towing out?
They kind of tow in a little.
Yeah, you'll find yourself driving to a point pretty soon.
And, well, one other thing... On this new car, I wish you could fix. The ashtrays are filled up.
Well, I don't know about that. That comes that way from the factory.
Other
you know.
Than that,
the ashtrays
I'm
are in there to stay, as far as I know.
Other than that, it's the best car.
Nobody else
ever
complained about the ashtrays to me.
So if you'll take care of that, please, sir.
Yeah, that was one windshield wiper you want to replace.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, right. That'll fix it all up. I'll take care of that. Be back about 2 weeks from now, will you?
Okay. Well, so much for that.
Yes, time now it's the Bob and Ray Reptile Show.
No, it's time for commercial.
This vacation, go and come in cool comfort, rested and refreshed aboard your New Haven Railroad train. To New York, to Cape Cod, and to many other points south of Boston, your New Haven offers better service, faster schedules, that lets you reach your vacation destination far more quickly, with more time for rest and recreation when you arrive. You'll appreciate the real dependability New Haven brings to your vacation, too. No matter what the weather, fog, rain, or shine, New Haven trains operate on time and safely. No canceled schedules, no delays to interrupt your vacation plans. So go by train, go New Haven this year. And when you step down after a fast, comfortable ride in New Haven's air-conditioned coaches of parlor cars, you'll say that's the way I travel from now on. So go, New Haven. And now make way for the dancing girls.
Ken, have they played I Still Get Jealous yet?
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. What does it sound like? Sounded like Kebler to me.
Time now to go backstage with Farrell.
Another
thrilling story. The story of Manhattan. Broadway.
As alive as today. I like that phrase. Doesn't mean anything.
There's a looking on backstage, pal. They're rehearsing for a new show.
All right, Donnell. Let's try it all once more, Harry.
Remember, the Angels is in the wings.
You got that music over there, Harry? Okay, that'll ever
flow. We're going to make this a good show for them Angels is here today. Okay, Kyle.
Oh, you want one?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Kyle. One, two. Well, wait a minute, Harry. It's got to be faster than that.
Remember, Harry, this is the number where the girl meets the boy at the seashore, and then they go into a spontaneous dance.
And
all the other dancers join in.
They're wearing 1890 bathing suits, too.
Oh, yeah, it's an old-timer, you know what I mean? Okay,
right,
let's
go. Oh, yeah,
that's it.
Kick now.
One and two and three and turn. One and two and kick.
Hey, great.
Yeah.
Hold it, Harry. You didn't turn where you were supposed to.
I kicked, I know, and I'm going to turn the next
where
time.
You kicked where you should have turned.
Yes.
Okay, let's try it over.
Sorry, I was thinking of something else.
I'll keep your mind on your work, Gray.
You bet, backstage.
Okay, then. And Harry. One, and two, and three, and turn.
Hold it.
Hold it. That was my fault, I guess.
Okay, backstage, and you gave the one where you should have given nothing.
That's right.
Okay, now...
By the way, who are you anyway?
I'm your cohort.
Oh, that's right. You are, in fact. Ed Cohog.
All right, let's start again.
One, and two, and three, and turn.
Kick.
One, and...
Hold it.
Look, backstage, why don't you stay? I'll leave me do the counting, huh?
Okay.
Well, I have the education, right?
Right, oh, okay. I ain't following the script or something.
You got the brain.
Yeah.
I got the money and the education.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's try it again, Harry.
Turn.
One, two...
All right, backstage, I don't know what we're
doing. I'm probably all washed up with this production.
I think we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Just think, backstage, you've been in 15 Broadway hits, and this is the first one that you must.
I've really messed this up to a fare thee well.
Too bad, backstage.
Annabelle?
But you'll have to go home and tell your darling wife, Sally, that you're all true.
I can't do that, Ed.
Go on. Well, it's up to you, backstage. You'll have to think your way out of it.
But Sally's counting so much on this production.
Too bad, I mean, but I can't work up any sympathy for Sally.
I'm just old backstage, Farrell.
Sally means nothing to me.
But she does to me, Ed. Don't you understand?
You're true, backstage. Go on. Get out of my life.
Okay. So long, Harry. So long, Ed.
Bye. Bye.
So long, Pop, the stage doorman.
So long, everybody. Bye.
Well, backstage Farrell has had something blow up in his face.
He wends his way down the alley from the stage entrance out onto Broadway.
Crying.
Broadway once gay for backstage, but now sad.
A cemetery.
He crosses Times Square and heads to his little three-room apartment. Wait a minute. Well, he didn't get there that quick. We had a lot more pathos to get into.
He stopped in there at Needix, for one thing.
Yes, it was a vertical bar.
That's right. But we don't have time for it, and we'll have to look in on backstage at some later date.
He really is in a dire predicament, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here now, sir, dire predicament.
That's a good name, Bob. If we ever need a name like that someday, that's what we'll use.
Yeah. How about a bugle here? Shall we have one
sure.
of those? Those fast-breaking stars are in the limelight tonight at Wonderland Revere. It's another all-star program featuring five sprints over the short 525-yard course. Spotlighted ninth race. So, Golding, come in just a minute, will you? Got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Listen to this.
Okay, is this how it should be done, sir?
Spotlighted ninth race over the 516th mile distance and topped off with an endurance contest over the long Revere course. Here are the greyhounds that will go to post in the night. Ruby Swift, Nina Jennings, Katuza, Identic, Elect, Twilight Harmony, Airbreak, and Tulera Rose. Post time for the first race is 7:45. Daily double close is 7:30. The beer is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. Remember, it's always cool at Wonderland, so spent tonight at the Great Beach Bowl and enjoy breezes from the North Atlantic.
And please don't feed the animals.
That would be a very cooling spot to be this evening, I think.
Why don't you go out there, Bob?
Well, I would.
You would, but...
But...
Well, I'd like to see it go on out.
That's right. I don't have the dime to get out there.
Well, it'll cost you more than that now.
It would?
Sure.
Over a wide highway.
Well, I don't know what to do now. Our
script was a little short today. We finished up at this
point. Thinking on more commercials. That was our whole trouble.
We're expecting them. We don't have any contest entries to read today?
We do, Bob, and I... and you did, too. We both, I should say, neglected to bring them to the studio with us. And, of course, it's a good half mile back to our office.
Well, they have to go through the woods down there in front of the boss's office.
That's right. And then cut across where the brook is.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be back at least before the 1:30 headline.
And then you have to run over by the North Point.
That's right.
To get down to Studio 4.
And we follow the natural lines of drift down in back of a hilly wooded section and along the river bank up to Kelly's pasture, that's right, and across it. And down to our office, which is located, as I say, about 1/2 mile from right here.
And so to run back there and get the mail is practically physically impossible.
And to be here on time, we could come back and be here about in the third inning of this afternoon's ball game.
It is a warm day, even though the air has cooled off a bit. By the way, did you get my notice?
I'm up here without the commercial for 1:29.
Oh, no, you're not.
You're not.
I thought of that ahead of time.
Hey, Bob, you're wonderful. You
and did you get the message about Gillette? They have to go back to work there because of cooler weather. All shifts at Gillette Safety Razor Company will work as usual, though.
That's good.
Get in there and turn out them razors.
Sure. Get back there and start looking and feeling sharp.
Wait a minute. Mr. Wilson has had an inspiration.
Beautiful, really. Mr. Green is feeling his way through this, friend.
He doesn't know exactly what to expect.
Now it's Budapest String Quartet.
You might be able to expect us back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Matinee with Bob and Ray. Music by Ken and Bill are heard on their own show every morning. 8:35 over the same station.
Come on, Red Sox. Leave us with this rubber game. Matinee with Bob and Ray will be heard again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Ken Wilson plays the organ. No radio in Seattle. Kelly Elvergoy is our engineer. He's one of the boys.
WHDH feature from WHDH in Boston.
Hey, whoa, wait, whoa.